Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never seen a more pathetic performance than what I saw last night. But Atlanta don't look now. We have a pulse. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Thursday. Tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come on out and join us. We look forward to seeing you guys 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. As the Braves are playing this afternoon, it is a getaway day. They have scored, don't run off the road, 7 runs.
Seven
runs.
But De Los Santos is in pitching, so that can change in a minute as the margin of the lead.
Let's
keep our fingers crossed. This has been an offensive outburst.
And you knew it was going to happen, right? I mean, this is how it happens. You needed some of this over the last couple of days. You know, you couldn't get a guy home with runners in scoring position to save your life. And today, they had an explosive inning where they had 3 doubles, scored 5 runs, and at one point were up 6-0. And so the D-backs cut that to 6-3, and now it is 7-3, and we'll keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon. But last night, Mike, as we watched that play out, and you know, we left yesterday, and thanks to everybody who came out to Buffalo's Cafe, guys, up there and coming. Great time, lots of fun. We always enjoy going up there. But we said as we ended the show, we could have Chris Sale have a hell of a game tonight, give up 1 run, and we still might lose. And that's exactly what happened last night.
Yeah, man, the 8th and 9th innings, and I think most of you guys saw it, it's just a microcosm of everything that's wrong with this Braves team. A complete lack of clutch. Like, by the way, I'm sorry, we love the guy, and everyone, he's a fan favorite. You can't call Money Harris if you're not Money. You're just Michael Harris. Okay, you're Michael Harris until you start having some money moments again, and then we can get back to calling you Money Harris. But that was tough last night. I don't know which one was worse. You know, to have first and third, nobody out in the bottom of the 8th, and you can't play. And then of course, you know, Iglesias gives up a run, so, you know, makes it that much harder for the bottom of the 9th. And then again, they come up short and can't punch it across. So that was about as exasperating. And I heard Andy say, maybe I agree, is that the low point? Is that the low point of the season if they do start to turn things around? Because lose today, and again, you know, you're getting to be like 11, 12 games out of first place. Mets and the Phillies have flip-flopped. Phillies are kind of gotten a little cooled off, and now the Mets are hot again.
Yeah, look, I think this journey, and, you know, look, I don't know what the low point is because I don't know if we can get any worse offensively than we've been over the stretch of games here over the last 9 to 10 games. But if there is a lower point than what we've been, then I hope we hit it soon because we got to start rebounding and getting back in this thing. Today is a big day. You got to salvage one. You didn't want to get swept. But I'm with you, man. That trio of strikeouts in the 8th inning, it was just like, oh, it's a gut punch. It's what it felt like. Here's what it sounded like, by the way, as Sale was great. I mean, look, the problem was, so was Merrill Kelly, who was really good last night. And that was the other part of this. I mean, he gave up 1 hit in 7 innings. And you've got Chris Sale over here struggling. He hit a guy. He walked 4. But he grinded. He was a professional last night and kept us in the game. This is the trio of strikeouts Mike's talking about.
11 blown saves for that Diamondbacks bullpen. It has been a roller coaster this year. But Baldwin is down on strikes. And he swung out of his shoes hoping to connect with that slider, but he could not. 0-2 to Harris, and he struck him out. Here we go. Edge of your seat time. Bases juice. Two down. Payoff pitch. That ball was dropped, so it's a foul ball.
Nope. Said he kicked it.
Oh, he kicked it. And the inning is over. The Braves got him loaded and unable to do anything with it. It's still 1-0.
It's funny because they bring in Justin Martinez, and that's the most pitches he's ever made as a pro. And he was, I mean, you want to talk about the definition of all over the place. He was literally trying to give you the game. Give it to you. And they couldn't take advantage of it because, again, he was really struggling with the strike zone. I don't know if that was kind of a, let's see what the young man can do in his second season moment, but didn't make a lot of sense if you're a Diamondbacks fan, but he eventually did hang in for the save.
You okay with the boos? I heard it through the television last night in that moment.
Yes.
That eighth inning, right?
Three strikeouts.
Boo! Because we don't hear boos in Atlanta. We don't boo the Braves. And I'm like, it's about time. They are not playing well. You're not hitting. I'm okay. You're booing the fact that we are not living up to the expectation. It's not personal. We're here to cheer you guys on. You're giving me nothing right now. I have no issues whatsoever.
Look, if the Hawks put up 30 in the first half, you boo them as they head to the tunnel. You know, do better. Falcons stinking up. We boo, believe me, would not be the first time we booed any of the Georgia Dome or Mercedes Benz. But you know, but the Braves, look, I get it. You got to have good coin to sit behind the dugout and home plate, and those people don't boo. And then, you know, the guys, and I've said it before, even you say something to the umpire, you get 10 people that turn around and look at you like you got three heads. So, yeah, sometimes we're a little too much civility at times in Atlanta. But look, you got to do something to motivate. Look, these guys know they're not hitting. If a couple of boo birds get in their head, I don't think that's going to make or break a next at bat. But it is. I think sometimes you got to throw your frustration. It's your hard-earned money you're spending to watch this product.
Yeah, no doubt. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. You can find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We got a lot to get into, lots of football conversation today. You will hear what Chipper Jones had to say also on the Steakhouse a little bit earlier today, about his concerns about the hitting and the pitching and what he feels like is going on with this team. Even if we win today, and we should, by the way, we're looking really good, but the way things have gone, I'm not saying anything. 7-3 right. As we speak, you're going to seventh inning, but Chipper, Mike, was not as critical as I thought he might be because of the hitting situation and the way guys have been, you know, not hitting. But we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up. So stay tuned for that. Also, a little bit later on, we're going to talk more about the Falcons and this Kyle Pitts situation. I just get the sense, and we talked to Mark Raimondi yesterday. If you missed that interview, go online at odyssey.com. You said it, smoke, there's fire, right? Where there's smoke. I don't know how much smoke. But there seems to be like, okay, and again, I don't want to, you know, say the Falcons are covering something up. But next week, Mike and I'll be up there for mandatory minicamp, and we'll get a chance to see what's popping, what's going on. But it's just weird. And Mike, do you think he participates next week, by the way?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't, then it's really a story. Mm. I mean, it's mandatory, so yes, you got to be there. And if I hear one more coach say, we're looking for Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
You're going
to
hear it.
You know, which is kind of code for his not doing some of the things they need him to do. You know, just I can't think for you, some of you guys, you Pitts fans out there. We all want to see Pitts do better. We all want to see Pitts have that big season. Mark Raimondi brought up a great point yesterday, and that's why I don't want to trade Pitts. If he balls out and somebody comes after him next year, we'll get a compensatory pick. If you want to keep him, worst case, you franchise tag him. Yeah, it'd be expensive. But if he balls out, that's just 1 year. Not like you're locking yourself into some multi-year deal. I mean, and to be honest with you, I know players hate the franchise tag. I think this is kind of a prove-it year, even if he doesn't want to be here. So it's good for us. And the compensatory picks is another angle to it.
It is. That would be the smart play, by the way. I mean, at least you're getting something in return if, in fact, it plays out that way. I don't disagree, but, you know, is this front office looking that far ahead?
Well, there's a great question. I don't know. Then there's, of course, the option, as you said, you know, between Drake, Mooney, Bijan, you are option 4, you know, and you know, I don't know how that works. I still, and Carl and I were having this conversation yesterday off the air. I just don't know how important the tight end is in a Zach Robinson offense. We've seen Pitts look good. The Tampa game, he helped you win that game in Tampa with 2 big touchdowns. He almost won the game for you with the Commanders. He's doing the things in the red zone you and I have asked. So how can you not expand on that?
We're going to dive into that coming up, guys. NBA Finals tonight as well. Are you picking a team right now? You're picking who you got? I'm going Thunder. Thunder in 6.
You know what? You stole my thunder, Carl. Kind of like that too. Defense generally trumps the O, but I think it's going to be exciting. I'm just curious to see what the number is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because of the dreaded casual fan. Because you know you got the if you don't like the NBA, you don't like the NBA. Look, I've had a love-hate relationship. I don't get along all the time on Twitter with what Clay Travis has to say. But there's some guys that got the knives out just waiting to see this thing put up crap numbers. And I mean, if you don't like the NBA, you don't like it. But it does work, just like in the NFL. The cap does function, and you've got two small market teams who spent wisely and drafted wisely.
Yeah.
And then augmented with the right free agents.
I agree. I could say the same thing about hockey, right? And I watched this NHL, you know, Stanley Cup final game one last night. It went into overtime. It was tremendous. If the series is going to be like this, it may be one of the all-time greats. And we may have a couple of different games that go to overtime because these two teams are so evenly matched. But if you just don't like hockey, Mike, you go Edmonton, Florida, right. Who watches hockey down there? And you can make it a big deal. And I think that's what a lot of the national media is doing when it comes to OKC right. And Indiana, because, again, they're not two of the premier or top markets in the country, especially in the NBA world.
And you and I were just talking about it before the show. Last night, I fell asleep. I had to watch it this morning to see the finish. This is great hockey, man. And this is Edmonton. I think last night, Draisaitl with that goal, he was MIA. They were going to put him on a milk carton in Edmonton in the finals last year against Florida. And, man, he had the game winner last night in overtime after a really dumb penalty for the Panthers. So this is one of those moments where, I mean, I think I said to you earlier last week, I thought Edmonton in six. I'm going to stick with it.
It should be a great series, man. Hey, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Acuna for life. Maybe he just added a little something to this hopeful victory today at Truist Park. We're going to come back. We got a lot to dive into. Want to remind you, Friday afternoon, we're getting you ready for the weekend at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. 2 to 6, guys, great food, great drinks, and we'll set the stage for the weekend. So come out and join us again, Twin Peaks in Buckhead, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. When we do, we got to dive into something, speaking of the NBA, that some of you may or may not be afraid or may be afraid to say. And we got to talk about it. All right. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bill on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reaction to what Chipper Jones had to say earlier on the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game coming up. NBA Finals set starts tonight. By the way, go ahead and mark your calendar. This series will be done at the end of the month. I mean, it is ridiculous how long these breaks are. 3 days, 2.5, 4 days, whatever it is. They're giving the teams ample rest, but I think the final game, if there was a game seven, is going to be on June 20th or something like that. Here's what I want to ask you, Mike, because I heard this and I was like, she's right. So Becky Hammons is a WNBA coach. She started with Greg Popovich in San Antonio. She's done amazing things. She's a championship caliber coach. A lot of people have said that she may be the first woman NBA coach because of her credentials. So Becky Hammons said that if your star is small, you're not going to win. And she said, look, I'm not telling you that's the case across the board. This is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I'm like, Becky's on to something. And then, Mike, I realized that the two guys in these NBA finals are Halliburton, right? We're talking about the stars.
That's a star.
6'6". SGA, 6'5". And you start looking around the league and a guy right here in our own backyard, Trae Young, who's 6'1", or at least he's listed as 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about Brunson, who had a great run. But these are considered to be smaller guys. And then you start looking in the history of the NBA, whether it's John Stockton or Allen Iverson, all great players, but they didn't win chips. And I'm like, So then I'm like, okay, Terrell Brandon. I'm just thinking out loud in my head. Stoudemire. All these small guys who were great. And we love Stoudemire at Georgia Tech. But they didn't win chips. Nate Robinson, guys, won a dunk contest three years in a row. Didn't come close to winning a chip. And I'm like, is this right? If you're a small guy, if you have a small guy that's the star of your team, you're not going to win. Now, the exception to this would be what? Isaiah Thomas. But he had goons around him that made him tough. And the rules were completely different where you could bang people up back then. And so I just feel like Isaiah is one of those, you know, that's you put him over here. He's not the norm because of the way that team was formed. But Spud Webb, Mike, Calvin Murphy. I know Calvin well. Calvin played 13 years. He's one of the best NBA players ever. Never won a chip. If your star is a small guy, do you agree with this theory?
I think, you know, you've got to have, Kenny Smith was 6'3". Does that make him short?
I think he's bigger than the guys we're talking about.
That's tall. But Brunson's also got more meat on his bones.
He does. He's thicker.
Brunson's built more like a running back than a point guard.
Yeah.
And nothing. Just look, God gave you the body he gave you, Trey. He was just talking about the reality of the NBA, as Carl's saying. I'm with you. But yeah, Kenny Smith would be a guy, I would say, not the biggest dude, but he definitely, you know, brought home the bacon. You look at, obviously, you know, he played with Dream. You got to throw out guys like that played, you know, on the Lakers or the Celtics through the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, no. But the Cousies of the world.
But I'll give you another name. Ron Harper, 6'6".
Okay, but again, Harper won with Jordan and Pippen.
Right.
Right? Kenny, as great as he is, won with Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Sam Cassell, speaking of which, 6'3".
Correct. And those guys played their role, but they weren't the stars. The star was Dream.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. And when I heard Becky say this, I was like, she might be onto something. And again, she didn't say across the board. She didn't say, you know, this is the – but her theory. And I was like, you know what? When I start thinking about all these great players who were smallish, none of them ever really won a chip.
You got to have an all-star with Trey. That's it. Wrestler needs to bring an all-star in here. Now, we don't need to get – Kevin Durant, that's not good because we'll have to give up our future and he'll be here a year if we're lucky. Rajon Rondo, 6'1", surrounded by talent with the big three.
The star was Garnett.
Yeah, I mean, the big three. I mean, Ray Allen, right? you had the juice.
Nobody ever looked
Paul
at the big
Pierce
three and
said Ray John Rondo is the secret sauce.
That's correct.
But he also won with LeBron.
LeBron, the star. Understand the statement. I'm not saying these aren't great players. I'm saying, are they the focus? Are they the go-to guys? Rondo played his role better than most. I mean, he was a tremendous point guard. But the star was Kevin Garnett. He went there and changed it, Mike. We were talking about that with the documentary. 404-726-0929. Just something to think about as we watch these NBA finals. Don't know who's going to win. I like OKC, but their two stars are bigger guards. I mean, again, Halliburton is the size of Jordan, okay?
That's a big guy.
It's a big guy. So,
skinny,
you know,
but a big guy.
Yeah, but Mike wasn't, he wasn't thick either. I mean, everybody talks about him being strong and lifting weights. I just think that this is an interesting theory. Don't know if it's 100% true, but as you look back at the NBA and all these small guys and the stars through the NBA history, it's kind of leaning that way. I'm right. Like, maybe she's on to something.
I mean, but you look at it and you, I'm funny because, you know, obviously BJ and Paxson with Jordan.
Jordan.
I mean, it's, and Pippen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Magic Johnson is a force of nature.
He was 6'9".
He can play the center position as he did as a rookie to win a championship. But I mean, but getting, I get what you're saying, what Becky Hammon's saying is accurate. We've never had a star. John Collins was not a star. He popped at times. We love John Collins calling out Trey for his, you know, very immature BS early in his career.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Day-Day and I were talking about this yesterday off the air. John Collins would say all the stuff we wanted to hear and then go for 9 points.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, or foul out. You know what I mean? And so, or get suspended because of ruining my over-under bet
now
because of a trip to GNC. But no, you got to have a star. Jalen Johnson can be that guy. We don't know that definitively. We have high hopes for him. But you still need another guy. And if you look at the way these rosters are built, the teams that went deep in the playoffs, I mean, we need more star power on this team. It's got to make sense to me. But Durant, for the guys keep hitting us up with Durant, no. Because they've seen all these articles linking us to Durant.
Yeah. Mike, here's the outlier as well. I love this one because I knew it was coming. You forget one dude. You mean the best shooter in the history of the NBA? No one's ever shot the ball like Steph Curry. No one.
Right.
So he's an outlier. If you're telling me you're giving me that at 6'3", which is what Curry is, that's different. No, we hadn't seen this. So, yeah, he won chips, but he's the best shooter in the history of the NBA.
Right.
So that puts it in context. If you're giving me that part of this and saying, all right, he's going to be 6'2", but he's this. Okay, fine. That's Curry. Put him aside. Everybody else, name any of these other guys that are 6'3", 6'2", 6'1". What'd they win? I'm being serious. And they are the focal point. Brunson, Mike, is the focal point of the Knicks. As good as Karl-Anthony Towns was, he carried those guys.
And now rumors that Karl-Anthony Towns was part of the leverage to get Thibodeau out of New York because he didn't like being yelled at all season long to play defense.
Really?
Shocking.
Yeah, the guy that didn't play any defense is trying to get the coach up out of there, allegedly. Hey, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Just something to talk about, something to think about as we watch these NBA finals. I'm with Mike. I hope we get an entertaining finals. I don't know what's going to happen. Game one is tonight. But this is why when you start talking about why teams around the league, and Mike and I have talked about this with our Hawks, what teams seem to have the better teams, it starts a lot of times with the guy that is the star who happens to be bigger than our star. And look, Halliburton did things in that last series. I don't know if Trey could have at the rim.
No, he
SGA
can't.
SGA could have did things in those series. Same thing. I don't know if he could have at the rim.
It's not hating. It's physics, right? I mean, it's simple physical limitations. You know, Trey can hit the teardrop, but eventually teams collapse on him. We saw Trey, you know, a couple of years ago, why we wasted a couple of years with an ill-advised trade for DeJounte Murray was we saw Miami collapse on Trey and shut him down.
Yep.
You know, and if you're Steph Curry and you've got another Splash Brother with you and you've got other weapons, then that's not a problem. But it was for us. We never had that other player.
Yeah. It's an interesting theory, man. It really is. We'll continue to chop it up with you guys. Braves are playing this afternoon over at Truist Park. It is a getaway day. So this game started earlier.
And for young people who ask us every time we say it, getaway day means this is when they get on a plane. So it's an earlier. I know you think people know this, but not everybody speaks.
Oh, trust me. I get it.
You know, Day-Day, our producer, not everybody speaks in sports shorthand. But yeah, today is the day, so it's an earlier start so they can get on the plane. The West Coast, very strange road trip. They go to San Francisco and then Milwaukee. So it's like you're going cross country and halfway back.
Yeah. A business person special.
Yes.
You can explain that one.
It was a businessman special, but of course we can't be sexist. So it's a business person special because, in other words, you take an early day from the office and go have lunch at the ballpark and watch the game. So a businessman special.
Yeah, that was today.
Maybe you have three martinis.
Most people
like Dan Draper.
Well, because you're not going back to work when this game's over at 4 or whatever the time is.
You and Roger Sterling and Dan Draper have a three martini lunch, hitting the cab, go up to Yankee Stadium, watch Mickey Mantle, and then come back.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, this game started early. Braves in control right now. We'll keep you updated. We're going to talk to Grant coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. Chipper Jones went on the Steakhouse today talking about his concerns about the hitting and the pitching. Again, coming off the loss last night, we didn't know what happened today. Today, if I just showed you today's game, you'd be like, what's wrong? But you hadn't been following this team. And you guys know, if you have, and I know Braves country has, we haven't been hitting, and we have no answers. None of you have had answers for the last few weeks. Everybody wants to do this, that, and the other. None of this stuff has worked. And then last night, Mike said it. It was just like that had to be the lowest point, right? You get right. A great pitch game from Chris Sale, and you can't even put up a run on the board. It was just like, what is going on?
I mean, you got first and third, second and third with nobody out, and you can't play to run. I mean, that's just criminal. I mean, really, by any other definition. We do hope is they're just bombs away today. Ronald Acuna and Drake Baldwin.
Acuna for life!
They go back-to-back jacks today. And so that's hopefully, as we said, shape of things to come, start of a turnaround. Don't want to get over our skis on this because how many times have we said this? Because after starting 0-7, we just found ourselves, again, seven games under 500. So this is a team which is a work in progress. It needs major tweaking more so than 2021. But you've got now, what, a month? And basically a half to get it done, to figure out what you want to do before the trade deadline. I would still move Sean Murphy for assets because Drake, every time he's in there, he makes things happen.
He's different. He's a difference maker, man. And by the way, all this conversation about the defense, remember that conversation earlier in the year? I mean, he threw a guy out today. I mean, he's not a liability.
No, the idea that Sean Murphy's defense is light years ahead and the way he handles the pitchers, that gap is quickly getting closed between Drake Baldwin and Murphy, and a guy that hits for average, hits for power, and I love that. That's what you need. So that's why, and guys, the idea also, Murphy, we want Murphy to be good because there's an inherent value in him. And if a team is catcher, is needing a catcher, and we have to go, everybody wants to look at a team that needs a catcher, hit me a list. But this is something where maybe two ways of looking at it, Carl. You get something to shore up your outfield, whether or not Profar can do something or not.
Sure.
Or you shore up the shortstop position, which has been dreadful because Nick Allen isn't hitting anymore. And then you go get some more starting pitching or bullpen help because Iglesias is beyond the pale for me. So these are all things you could try to do. Or at the very least, just restock your farm system. You just feel you're going to put up the white flag. And that would mean you would trade Ozuna and you would trade Murphy. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. What Chipper say? You'll hear it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were just talking with Mike Conte about a variety of things that are going on the upcoming schedule. And
it'll be busy, Bag. It'll be very busy with some really cool stuff.
A lot of exciting things happening. And so stay tuned. We'll fill you in on a lot of the stuff that you can be a part of as well. Hey, as we mentioned, Braves are still playing. We'll get you caught up on what's going on there. But the conversation about the Braves has been what's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And so as we get to the Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well, don't just live well. Shipper Jones stopped by the steakhouse, and he answered some things, Mike, in regards to the struggles. And first thing was Spencer Strider. Does he think Strider's in his head? Because this is something we've talked about. Here's Hall of Famer Shipper Jones on the steakhouse.
Well, he's down on confidence right now, and he is very hard on himself. And I like the to a certain extent, the self-deprecation. But here's the thing, you know, and this is nothing new. Coming off of the Tommy John surgery, I've seen so many instances where said person struggles with feel. They haven't gone out there, you know, in a year and a half. Obviously, he doesn't have 100 miles in his back pocket yet. I believe that will come. But the biggest thing is you see him struggling with feel. You don't see him hitting a lot of batters. You don't see him spiking breaking balls. That's all about feel, you know. And you can have 90. You can get people out with 94, 95, but you better have the feel to be able to locate. And he just doesn't have that yet. It will come. It will come back along with, you know, 4 or 5 miles an hour more on the fastball. It's just going to take some time. And I heard Snit say the exact same thing that I'm saying now in post game, and he's 100% right.
Chipper Jones here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You agree with that, Mike, when it comes to Strider can pitch at those speeds, right? We're used to him throwing 99, 100, but if he's going to throw 94, 95, placement.
Yeah, he's got to, you know, it's almost like you want to go talk to Greg Maddux. Maybe Maddux is trying to scuff a baseball, too. But, no, you've got to be able to work on the back of the plate, and you're really going to have better location, and you're going to have much more confidence and much more reliability on that slider, which he, unfortunately, was kind of all over the place. Earlier in some of these games, he got teams to chase it, and then they realized he can't control it, so let's just lay off it. So that's part of it. And I think, as we said, I mentioned Steve Avery yesterday. You know, Steve Avery was able to last, you know, five or six more years in the show, and he finished over 500 for his career. But, you know, at one point, you thought Steve Avery would be a guy who have 200, 250 wins. So, you know, it's just you have to try to, you know, get around. Now there's limitations. Maybe I think Strider – again, not to make this into a Hemingway novel, man versus himself, Carl, limiting, you know, the limitations now that are thrown on him because his body is letting him down. And how does he, you know, battle that from a mental standpoint? I think that's all part of some of the things Chipper was talking about.
Yeah, look, he makes a valid point, but there is a mental adjustment that has to go on.
Right.
In his mind, he's still saying, I can throw 100. The delivery is not there. His body is not giving him an opportunity to do the things he once did, or at least, you know, last year or 2 years ago. It's a mental adjustment more than anything. And so hopefully he gets right. But I said this after his second start, like, he ain't back. Then the third start, he ain't back. Then we just saw him. He's not back. And when he starts getting guys out, Mike, even at 94, 95, which is, by the way, it's not chump change. It's not like he's out there throwing 80.
Right.
But when he starts to get guys out, the thing about Strider is he could hit the next level. He could hit you with that slider, Mike, and then come right back at you and whoosh, throw it past you. And if I can't do that at the rate or the way that I want to, then I'm going to struggle with this. So a great answer by Chipper Jones. Chipper was also asked on the steakhouse today, the full interview online at 92.9 The Game, what is plaguing this Braves lineup?
I'm worried about Michael Harris. I'm seeing a lack of confidence. I'm seeing I'm not seeing competitive at bats. That's kind of the biggest thing for me. The guys in the middle, just the inability to string good at bats together in order to keep the line moving. A lot of three ups and three downs, just, yeah. Inconsistency. That's the biggest thing. This team is pitching well enough from a starting pitching standpoint to be able to win games. But we're just not able to put those three facets. And when I say the three facets, hitting, starting pitching, and relief pitching, you know, this team has played pretty good defense during the course of the season thus far. But the other three facets have been spotty.
Just to give you some context, I just looked it up today. Money Harris, he's out on three pitches today. Three outs, three pitches.
Mm.
Ground out on the first pitch, and then a sort of bunted grounder out to the catcher. So he's not even trying to work the count or look for stuff. So I don't, unless the scouting report on the specific pitches were to try to get in, get them early. But I mean, to what Chipper's saying, what is your plan of attack? You know, I mean, Ozzy, I thought, looked lost early in the season. He's kind of turned things around. But like when you watch Michael Harris, and sometimes the same can go for Matt Olson, although he's gotten a lot better the last couple of weeks. But still, you're like, what is your plan of attack?
Confidence.
Right.
It applies on so many ways in life, but none bigger than in sports. There's nothing worse than your quarterback lacking confidence. Atlanta, we've experienced that. We've seen a quarterback out there that you're like, what is he doing? He's timid. He doesn't know what he's doing with the ball. He doesn't know where he wants to go. Hitting is the same way. So Chipper's 200% right. The question is, Mike, is that something that they can correct? Or is it just something he's got to get some hits? Now, today he got two hits. He did have an RBI, but it feels like today, and we'll fill you in on this game, everybody's hitting. Today it feels like everybody's hitting, and it is contagious. But if I told you the Braves were going to score 10 runs a day, you would have called me crazy, especially after last night. So, you know, he had an RBI. You know, Ozuna had a couple. Riley had a couple. Everybody was on the board today.
Right.
But
and by the way, I was looking at the box score from last night. Harris. So
correct.
I can get that correct. But, yeah, I mean, we want to see these guys get it together. I think there's really no big explanation other than everybody's tight. And when you're tight, you press, you get out of your comfort zone. When everybody's batting 300 or 280 in 2023, everybody's up there loose. You feel like you're let's be honest, like you're the 27 Yankees, right? Well, the 93 Phillies with swagger, and that confidence is contagious. And right now, everybody's just kind of looking around like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. I don't know if this is the click that they needed, but I figured at some point this was going to explode this way. And I knew it was going to happen because it never fails. You struggle, and then all of a sudden you have a big explosive day where you score 10, 15, 15, 19 runs, and everybody goes, man, we needed that. And now everybody can take a deep breath. So maybe this is the thing that gets them going. Chipper Jones, again, full interview online. We said this yesterday. I'd love to see him more involved. But, you know, there are a lot of players that finish with the game and they do want to get involved. And then there are players who finish with the game and they're like, I'm good. And Chipper's been that way. Chipper's like, I'll see you at spring training. I love the organization. Yes, I'm a Hall of Famer, but I don't want that day-to-day grind of doing this. And so, you know, would he be great if he was more involved? Absolutely. But he can see and he knows, especially from a hitting standpoint, Mike, what's going on.
I think every Braves fan, it's so funny because they find out, like, Chipper's swings by Northport, you know, hey, man, works with these guys. See, I just love, and this was that great debate we were getting into about analytics last week, where, you know.
Exit velocity
and swinging for the fences. Whereas Chipper says, if you're especially, you know, see, again, what is the context? If you just look at the, you know, the stat sheet every single, but are you watching the game situation? What is the specific situation for the hitter? You know, do you need to try to shorten your swing? Go with the pitch. Simply take it to the outfield. You know, when we had the shift in place, that was easy for some guys to do. But even now, you know, what Chipper always preaches, just try to take it to center field. And to me, that's a great approach when you're scuffling or struggling.
Yeah, opposite field. All right, 404-726-0929. It's our text line. It's also our phone number. You can hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you in regards to Chipper's comments. And, you know, today, again, one game doesn't make a season. That's why they play 162. But it feels a lot better today than it did, especially over the last 9 or 10 days, where we have struggled enormously when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. That's kind of been our Achilles heel. Hey, coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we're going to talk more about the Falcons, Drake London, and his chances of leading the NFL in catches this upcoming season. Yeah, man, no man's on the way as well. And an interesting thing that happened in the NFL that we got to dive into here on the show. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929.
Hey, man, we were talking earlier. Carl had a great conversation about Coach Becky Hammon from the WNBA saying that, you know, you got to have stars. And we're talking about the size.
Your star
needs to be.
Correct. That's the statement. You can have other guys on the team, but when you start saying, is your star small?
That's the statement. Is he a small star?
Yeah, and to me, my guy, because I was like you, I was like, well, there's a bunch of small guys that have won, but they won when the star was a bigger player.
And again, we all agree, Steph Curry's the outlier, is the greatest, you know, perimeter shooter in the history of the league. So that's one part of it. Plus, the way the thing was built, you know, and let's be honest, Golden State had different versions of it, you know, going all the way back to Iguodala. They had always the role players along with the stars, like the Splash Brothers, et cetera. And they've improved it over the years. They've all, like, the glue guy like Draymond, et cetera. But our buddy Ed Carson, who follows us on Twitter, says, hey, Hammond mentioned Steve Nash as well. Two-time MVP, no rings. He says she's spot on. Curry's the outlier. He's the greatest shooter in NBA history.
Yes.
Steve Nash, again, you know, that was the year, by the way, where it was almost like the NBA was forcing Steve Nash, at least as far as the most valuable player voting. Kobe could have easily been the MVP one of those years, but he was dealing with some bad public relations from the fallout from the situation in Denver.
I'm just sitting here thinking about Curry. Here's the reason why you set him aside. He changed the NBA. There are very few small guys, right? Mikan changed the NBA.
Right.
Wilt, right? How many small guys changed the NBA? He did. He changed the way kids play. Go to a high school gym and watch how kids play today. 3-3-3. Everybody's 3-2 now. That's Steph, right? And Mike, these half-court, you know, half-court threes and all that. I'm just saying. So, like, that's why he's the outlier to this conversation. But I just feel like there is some truth, a lot of truth in what she's saying here when you start looking at the history of the league.
And it's funny because we had this conversation as Indiana from like 3 years back, 4 years back when we were in the conference finals, you know, kind of leapfrogged us. And to me, you know, they're a better version of what we should be. They're more athletic. They've got size. And that's the thing. And it starts with Tyrese Halliburton being just bigger than Trey. So as we said, knowing that there are a degree of limitations, you've got to go get a star. Now that gets guys on the text line saying, "But you guys don't want Durant." Well, here's the deal: you think Durant comes in here for 1 year and we're going to go run the table? I mean, and then you're going to lose Jalen Johnson, you're going to lose a number of assets and draft picks. So unless
because Phoenix is not giving him up for free,
and you've also got to get into luxury tax, which wrestlers never shown the ability to want to do. I mean, you need to get in. That's $55 million. You got to get in heavy. You know, and you also need other pieces. And we still need a front court to go along with Durant.
Well, let me ask all the fans that might be saying that. It's Dukes and Bell when it comes to Durant. Here's my question for you. Does he make you a championship team? And if you're going to say, well, of course he does, then I'm going to ask you, well, what happened in Phoenix?
With better pieces around him.
When he left Brooklyn, he goes to Phoenix, which that was his call. He went there and everybody said, oh, they're a championship caliber club now. And they haven't been. Guys, they didn't even make the play-in this year. And there's nobody on our team as good as Devin Booker.
Right.
Outside of Trey, name the next guy that's good, as good
and
as Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, 6'6".
Great point. But seriously, so when you say Durant, okay, does he make you a championship-caliber team? Now, let me ask you this question, reverse of that. What if that's Giannis?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, I would trade Jalen Johnson or whatever else to get Giannis in here because I would have Giannis for at least 7-8 years, I hope. Knock wood.
He makes you a championship-caliber team. I don't feel that way with Durant right now with where he is in his career. We're coming back, guys. 4th-and-1 is on the way. I think he quit. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.